This recording, Serbia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure."
So I was, you know, what happened to me was I had the double shock, double culture shock, because Georgian Russian community, even though maybe in a way it was much easier community for me to fit in originally, because there are some, you know, similarities. There are more similarities between Serbians and Russians and Georgians than, but my family was actually quite more Americanized and Westernized. So some of their values and that their community is very tight. The women are doing everything. There's like a hierarchy right away. They're very jealous of each other. It's just like a very intense, I don't know, even though it's an artistic community, it was a very, like everybody with so many hang-ups from the past. And I was sucked into that completely. I mean, I lived with them and we practiced together and all of that. But then you're in another country that you don't understand, and especially in Indiana. I mean, I basically didn't make any friends for 5 years. Yeah, I didn't make any. I think all of us felt very alienated from the country. So I was so happy when I came to Chicago.